Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast of July 11th through the 17th. First of all, I want to start off by acknowledging that I did, in fact, not post or upload a forecast for July 4th through the 10th. Sometimes there are just weeks where I am unable to, and last week happened to be one of those weeks. But I'm back. We survived a week without the forecast. Okay, so let's talk about this week. This week is important. We have a major lunar event, and that's the full moon in Capricorn taking place on July 13th. And this full moon in Capricorn is potent, to say the least. We find the moon conjunct Pluto at the time of the event, which any time that we have any connection between the moon and Pluto, it represents an emotional transformation. Why? Because the moon represents our emotions. It represents how we feel emotionally nurtured. It represents our needs. And Pluto is the planet of transformation, the planet of death and rebirth. Now, it's very easy to say emotional transformation, right? But what does that mean? The moon also represents our sense of home, our sense of belonging, our sense of safety. And I want you to think about how those themes, sense of home, safety, nurturance, security, has shifted since the eclipses of April and May. I know we're in July and we're not in eclipse season, but we cannot look at certain events of the zodiac isolated from one another. We need to look at them as they're meant to be looked at, as a story that's unfolding. And the reason that this particular full moon is so important and it ties to those eclipses is that this full moon of this week sets off an energetic chain of events that has to do with the triple conjunction of Mars, Uranus, and the North Node in Taurus that unfold over the next 6 weeks. So really through the end of August. So I'll get into what all of that means in a second, but I want you to understand how transformative this summer continues to be and what it means for you to transform things in your life that have to do with your sense of self. Who am I in the world? Confidence. What do I bring into this world, right? This sense of where do I belong? And not just belonging where I've belonged all along, but the understanding that because you're changing, things around you are going to change as well, okay? This is also calling us, especially because of the Taurus energy in the air, it's also calling us to express the most honest part of ourselves, not necessarily to others, but for us to acknowledge it within ourselves. Because when we do that, we emanate a different light. And when we emanate a different light, we express ourselves differently, therefore we attract differently. Okay? So, please keep in mind that a lot of the aspects that I'm going to explain to you day by day are aspects that are in fact part of the full moon chart of July 13th. Okay? So, they're broken up into days, but that's okay. They're part of this full moon because this full moon being as potent as it is, we're going to feel it really for the next 10 days, really until Cancer season is over. So it's going to be really interesting to see what unfolds at a collective level, societally, what continues unfolding in different countries and different nations. So pay attention to that. Because this full moon, on top of that triple conjunction in Taurus, is going to bring a lot of collective shift and change. But that means that we're also meant to look within at an individual level and see what that tells us about getting in touch with ourselves, having a sense of sovereignty, understanding who we are, understanding what is our sense of home, us being able to define how we want to connect with others. Okay, so let's begin. Monday, July 11th, we have the Sun in Cancer creating a sextile to the North Node and Uranus in Taurus. So on the one hand, let's break this down. The North Node in Taurus, it's about the cutting of the cord. The cutting of the cord with something that has felt comfortable. Why? Because the North Node is our invitation for growth and expansion that usually feels uncomfortable. Okay, we have to be very mindful of how the North and South Node are described, like in popular astrology when you search for it, because it's not that the North Node is good and the South Node is bad. It's not about good and bad. It's about the South Node representing something that we have mastered, something that we feel comfortable with, and then the North Node representing, okay, now that you know that, and because this life is about growth and expansion, and not in the material sense, but in the soul's evolution type of sense, the North Node is like adding a little bit extra weight when you're weight training. For those of you who have ever trained, you know that if you keep on doing the same amount of reps with the same amount of weight, the muscle is not going to grow, right? So what you do is that you add a little bit of weight, little by little, over time. And therefore, not only are you increasing the amount of weight that you can actually rep, but the muscle is also growing. Consider that the North Node. The North Node is that energy that asks us to slowly and steadily, because it's still in Taurus, especially in this case, but regardless of the sign that it's in, it always asks us, add a little bit more weight so that the muscle can grow. Right? So it creates a little bit of discomfort. There's a little bit of soreness. We struggle in the beginning. But once we move past that weight, we can go higher and higher and higher. Okay. So that's the North Node. The North Node is asking us to move past the things that we feel comfortable with. If you notice, on a collective level, we are doing that. People are creating massive, massive protests in different parts of the world. In different parts of the world, in like Sri Lanka and Ecuador, people are protesting like immensely, immensely for finally being fed up with the abusive power of their government, right? So for a long time, both their government and the people were comfortable in some way with the way things were going. Finally, the North Node is kicking in. Uranus is kicking in. Uranus and the North Node are coming together. Uranus, which is the disruptor of what has been all along, they're coming together and they're saying no more. So Uranus is about what do we do when what we've known disrupts? What do we do when we do move towards that North Node of growth and potential discomfort? What do we do with what's left? Because Uranus, especially because Pluto has such a big role in this full moon, something is going to be taken away. Something is going to have to be let go of. Something is going to have to be removed in order for us to grow. Now, please don't go into panic mode. Oh my God, am I going to lose my relationship? Am I going to lose my job? Look, remember, astrological events highlight what is already there. So if you happen to be in a relationship that's a little rocky, yes, these events are going to potentially rock it more. And the reason for that, the point of that is, remember, we have the conjunction between the moon and Pluto is to strip us of any, especially any emotional self-deceit. This is about the honesty. This is about the pink elephant in the room that we have been trying to avoid, but that once we acknowledge and deal with will essentially liberate us. And that's what we're talking about, okay? So that's how we start off Monday. Monday, the Sun in Cancer, which represents home and comfort and emotional nurturance, creating a connection with both the North Node and Uranus in Taurus. This is actually a beautiful aspect. And this is telling us that the acknowledgement of what no longer works, if we lean into letting it go, we're going to grow and we're going to be liberated. So this can mean, look, just to give you another example, this can mean I have certain habits. I have certain habits that don't do me well. I tend to eat a bag of chips every single day. I know that eating a bag of chips is not good for me. So Monday is going to be the day where I choose to stop eating a bag of chips every single day. Okay. I'm giving you the silly example because I want you to understand that this can land differently for everyone. It means different things for everyone, but it's also something that if you cut it out or that if it's removed from your life, it's going to be beneficial. I think we can all agree that eating a bag of chips on a daily basis is awful, awful for your system and your health. Okay. So think about that. Now, on Tuesday. So it's important to remember that anytime leading up to a full moon, we're going to feel much more sensitive. And let me explain that in a second, much more sensitive than normal. So what does that mean? For some, that sensitivity does manifest in being very emotional and crying and wanting to just, you know, be by themselves, alone time to cry, to journal, to do all of the things. Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, sensitive for others means, they're much more aware, right? And there are those people that have those intuitive spidey senses, right? That make them much more aware of their surroundings, of what others may be feeling and thinking. Just be mindful. Be mindful that you're not taking it overboard and jumping to conclusions, but also acknowledge your intuition, okay? Be very mindful of that. So Tuesday, the moon will already be in Capricorn, but it creates two significant aspects before it moves into the absolute full phase on Wednesday, July 13th. So on Tuesday, the moon in Capricorn creates a trine to Mars in Taurus, but a square to Jupiter in Aries. So the trine to Mars in Taurus is actually quite favorable. So we have the moon in an earth sign. This is like emotional, like being emotionally sober and being emotionally grounded, okay? Now, because it's a full moon, it can represent being overly emotional, but not in Capricorn. This is an earth sign. It would be very different if this was like a full moon in a water sign or in a fire sign. This is mostly about an emotional reality check that we've come to. And at this point, especially because it's Tuesday, it's just one day before the full moon. Chances are that we have come to this emotional reality check already. That emotional reality check is then combined with that Mars and Taurus energy, Mars and Taurus is taking action in a slow and steady way, taking action in a much more intentional way, from a grounded space. Taurus, earth energy, Capricorn, earth energy. So what I see this full moon doing is giving us, like I said, an emotional reality check, and then inviting us and inspiring us to take different action from that space. I don't see us rushing into anything, not without Mars and Taurus. I think that there are a lot of things that are kind of going to unfold on their own, especially because Uranus, the North Node, and Mars are involved, and that will create a lot of external energy that we're just going to have to kind of say, okay, let it inform us, and then we'll make different decisions, right? So that's actually a really great way of understanding this energy, that whatever emotional reality check comes to us, whatever truth is unfolding with this Pluto conjunction, because remember, Pluto strips us of any self-deceit. We can say, okay, that we're not, because there's so much earth energy involved, we're not willing to be in the victim mode. We're willing to say, okay, this is how I take responsible for my role in this, and this is how I'm willing to do differently. Now, that same moon in Capricorn is creating a 90-degree angle to Jupiter in Aries on that same Tuesday. So on the one hand, we have a lovely aspect. We can choose the high road, Mars in Taurus. All right, this is what this is showing me. This is the action that I'm going to take. I don't have to rush anything. I can move slowly and steadily according to my own pace that feels honest to me. Or, we can lean into the square between the moon and Jupiter. Jupiter in Aries on a lower manifesting end is the inflation of the ego. So there can be a truth that is presented to us or we present to another, or it's, again, it's an aha moment that we have. And our ego or someone's ego involved in a particular situation can say, nope, it's not me. That's not me. It's all you. This has nothing to do with me. I'm perfect. I have nothing to change. No, 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 no. And just this reluctance, right? This reluctance because the ego is bruised. Be mindful. Remember, you get to choose. You get to choose how you experience this energy. Interestingly enough, if we move to the space of the inflated ego with Jupiter in Aries, obviously we're doing ourselves a disservice. Obviously the truth doesn't stop being the truth. And we hinder our evolutionary and spiritual growth. Okay. Now, on Wednesday, July 13th, we have that full moon in Capricorn, 21 degrees Capricorn conjunct Pluto. A few things that I want to say about this full moon. For those of you in my Astro Consciousness on the Go, you have a full detailed lesson on this. For those of you on here, I'll give you a few bullet points. The first being Venus in Gemini creates a lovely and favorable trine to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. Saturn retrograde in Aquarius is the commitment we have to rebuilding our lives from a different point of view in a different way. Venus in Gemini has been there for a few weeks now. So that has been giving us options. So let's say that Venus in Gemini for you has manifested in dating a lot and you have been dating different people and you've been seeing what's out there and, you know, just getting out there. And it's like, okay, this is fun. I'm meeting new people. This is something I've never done before. That's one of the options. This trine to Saturn in Aquarius with this full moon is, okay, how do I feel about dating different people? Is this something that rings honest to me? Am I looking for something more serious? And accepting what feels honest to you. Let's say, let's give another example, because Venus also represents money, right? So let's say that you have been job hunting and you have several interviews lined up. Venus represents money, worth. Gemini represents options. You have different salary options, for instance, different benefit options, for instance. The trine to Saturn is letting us know that we have negotiation power and that before someone can commit to us, we have to commit to what we want. So if this is what's happening for you, you have to know first how much you want to get paid, what you expect from a job, and commit to that so that when you go into these interviews, for instance, because Gemini represents options, you have different options to choose from and you get to ask, yeah, this sounds great, but this is what this other place is offering me and I would really love for you to match it, that kind of thing, okay? So understand that this full moon, because it's in Capricorn, Capricorn doesn't stop being the CEO of the zodiac, okay? What's changing is the intentions behind that CEO, making it a much more enlightened and spiritual and empathetic, right, CEO. But doesn't stop being the CEO. So we get to recognize our worth, our value, our talent. And this connection between Venus and Saturn is asking us to not only acknowledge it, but to commit to it. Okay. Another favorable aspect to this full moon is the fact that all of that energy, Uranus in Taurus, Uranus and the North Node in Taurus are supporting this. So this is about if you dare to do things differently, if you accept this emotional truth and understand that it may feel a little harsh, it may feel a little heavy, but the only reason it's doing that is so that you can accept this truth and you move in a different way, in a way that is not the beaten path, Uranus, in a way that helps you evolve and grow the North Node, you are going to be on a much truer path to yourself, which is all that inevitably matters anyway. Okay, so on Thursday, July 14th, we have that Venus in Gemini that was in a beautiful trine to Saturn create a square to Neptune retrograde in Pisces. So that Venus in Gemini still has a trine to Saturn for several more days, but along the way, it's also going to create a square to Neptune in Pisces. This can manifest in things like, is this really possible for me? Should I really ask for that much money? If I leave the situationship, will I really find someone that even gives me any attention at all? Does my work make any difference in the world? You know your work makes a difference in the world. You know that if you are intentional and connected to yourself, you will find love. And you know that you are worth getting paid more for your work. You know the answer to these things are yes. You know that the universe wants you to thrive. That's what this full moon in Capricorn wants to remind us of. Pluto's role of stripping us of self-deceit, the self-deceit is this belief that we are less than what we actually are. That is the whole lie. Just throwing it out there, FYI. Whether we've convinced ourselves of that or we've been convinced by others, it doesn't matter. It's a lie. We are limitless beings. So how do we practice that? How do we own that? How do we believe that? All right. Now, Friday, July 15th, there are no major aspects happening in the air. The moon is transiting the sign of Aquarius. This is somewhat of an extension of that energy of Capricorn, simply because both Capricorn and Aquarius are ruled by Saturn. But hopefully the moon transiting the sign of Aquarius, allows us to kind of be able to simmer down those doubts that may ensue with that square between Venus and Gemini and Neptune and Pisces. But it's Friday, moon in Gemini. Friendly energy, beautiful, beautiful energy to get out, to connect, to be in community, to be with friends. After all, Aquarius is the sign of community. Okay. Saturday, July 16th. Saturday, July 16th, we have Mercury creating a connection to, we have Mercury in Cancer creating a connection to Uranus and the North Node in Taurus. So Mercury in Cancer is, Mercury is how we process thought. Cancer is how we feel emotionally nurtured. So how do we intellectualize and understand at a cognitive level what we know we need to feel taken care of and nurtured? Well, first of all, it's about understanding that is first and foremost our responsibility. But because we're coming from that full moon, because this is a connection to the North Node and Uranus and Taurus, it will involve kind of a leveling up, right? So if this has to do, again, with a situationship, you probably need to let go of it. If this has to do with certain routines, certain habits, it's how do I do differently? So I give you, again, do my best to give you several examples so that you know how this falls for you. If this has to do, let's say, with a project that you're working on and it feels a little daunting and it feels like, oh my God, do I really have the creativity to do this? It's about coming to the understanding of, yes, I do, but how do I take care of myself along the way? Am I nurturing myself? Am I allowing time for joy and play and rest? So that I can recharge in order for me to recharge my creativity and then be able to share it from a different space within myself. Okay. Very, very different. We move on to July 17th. Venus finally leaves the sign of Gemini and moves into Cancer. Venus remains in Cancer till August 11th. And Venus in Cancer is going to change how we relate to ourselves, how we relate to others. We'll obviously talk more about that in weeks to come as Venus continues to make certain aspects to different planets. But what that does on Sunday, especially because on Sunday we're going to have a moon in Pisces. So that's a lot of water energy. It's a really beautiful day for R&R. If this full moon happens to hit you you know, in a dramatic way, in a heavy way. Sunday is a really beautiful, lovely day to just take to yourself because there's so much water energy in the air. Definitely meditate, yoga, sound bowl meditations, anything that brings you back to yourself. It's a really lovely day to stay in. I know that's not everyone's favorite thing to do. It's my favorite thing in the world, but not everyone functions that way. It's a beautiful day to take care of yourself. Whatever that means to you, practice that, nurture yourself, take advantage of the day. Look, this week, that full moon, like I said, it's the beginning of the next 6 weeks, and what has the potential to shift and catalyze within ourselves. We'll definitely see it much more at a collective level. We're going to see the news, you know, just present us with more stuff happening around the world. It's all part of the process. But what that's telling us is, how do we connect to ourselves, to our truth, to who we really are? And look, it has everything to do with how we express that in just our daily lives, in our relationships, in the relationship with ourselves. Do we pretend to be something we're not just to be accepted? Do we put up a facade when we go out on a date so that maybe they'll like us more? Do we stick to a job simply because we feel that that's what we're meant to do? What rings honest to us? This full moon in Capricorn, like I said, brings us a major emotional reality check that once we acknowledge it, we can't go back from. Like, we can't unsee it. And this is one of those, times. One more thing. Again, because this full moon sets off an energetic chain of events that have a lot to do with Taurus over the next 6 weeks, you want to keep in mind what types of changes happen during the eclipses of April and May for you. Like, what started there for you? What emotional shift, what thought? For some people, it wasn't internal. It was very external. This is the continuation of that. But this is only meant to liberate you to be your most authentic self. Have a beautiful week.